X7B. Number 1B.
For instance, I would advise you, if you have once few evenings free for study, to take the concordance and write out all the references on idea singular and ideas plural, and study them not as they are in the concordance, because there they are not stated in a chronological way. You have to rearrange those statements in a chronological way, and then study them chronologically from chapter to chapter to chapter. For instance, you would notice something, that when you study the term idea, which is really the highest sense of what principle is, because principle is an infinite idea, and those chapters which deal with the principle and idea being one are really the last four chapters, the science column. And you will see that nearly half of all the statements about idea appear in the last three chapters, and most of them in the last chapter, Apocalypse. Alone this quantitative use of the term idea in the textbook gives us already a quality sense of the term idea, because quantity is only another quality. If a term, say, is used quantitatively, more in one chapter, or specifically in one chapter and not in the other chapter, we know that that quantity is a quality, which namely qualifies that chapter through that term. And actually, here with the term idea, we find that the science chapter are all concerned with idea in the singular, especially the last chapter, Apocalypse, is just full of the term idea. And we know, as we will see this week from the structure book, that really the last chapter, Apocalypse, gives us the climax of teaching, of principle operating constantly as what? Not as ideas, but as the idea of principle. And on the other side, if you look in which chapters the term ideas is used, you will see that the term ideas is never used in the chapter on Apocalypse. Isn't that interesting? See, at that point of the Apocalypse, we'll see that then when we go through, we see that there is nothing going on but that infinite unity of principle and idea. Not the unity of principle and ideas. It's always principle having one big design, one big plan, that principle is going to work out through hell and high water. That is the idea that principle wants to bring out. It wants to bring out itself, and that's the idea of principle. Whereas ideas are used much more in the earlier chapters in the textbook, because there we have first to get acquainted with the ideas of being, with the ideas of reality, that reality constitutes of ideas, that creation constitutes of ideas, what these ideas are. Whereas what we want to see is that our whole life is actually the idea of God. That God has an idea for each one of us. For every situation, it has a tremendous idea, which means that God conceives of every situation or of us as a divine idea. And in order to bring that out, it uses all the ideas of being. It doesn't use concept, it doesn't use thoughts, it doesn't use matter, see, but ideas. In order to bring out the idea of God, which is us, which is what we really should let happen. When one sees that difference between ideas and idea, I think it helps us tremendously in not interfering with God's plan. As long as we just would feel, well, reality consists of ideas, we would feel, all right, then let's use ideas and not matter, not thoughts, and not concepts, not illusions, but let's use ideas. So we use ideas because they are the given factors of being, the given identities of being. So let's use ideas. And we would be tempted to be metaphysicians, to use ideas. Whereas if we have a good concept of what is the idea of God, then we can see that we cannot perceive of the idea of God. We cannot, because it's God's idea, and only God can conceive of the idea, and not we. And so we step aside. We put Mary out of the way, as she would have said it. We step aside and let the idea of God operate. There we find how important it is to see that not we can outline the plan and define the purpose of our demonstration. The only thing that can outline and set the goal, to set the goal, that's the idea. Now I got it. The idea is that the synonymous terms set the goal. Got it, now I got it. I thought I couldn't bring it out. Now I have it. That's the idea. And so in setting the goal and causing everything to work towards that aim, towards that goal, is really goal causality. It's that telefinalistic idea. That's idea. That's not ideas. But in order to work out that goal causality, that goal from the causality, because mind conceives of it as cause and as a goal, you can see it takes in the whole range of cause to goal and therefore activates the cause of mind to the point of fulfillment. But the goal is set by the divine mind and not by us. Now I got it. I got it. I've never been so satisfied with presenting ideas now. I really got it. Yeah. Can you see it? Yeah. See, when you are just silent within you and contemplate it, you feel it much more tangible than what I can explain it in words. You just feel you have nothing to decide. You have nothing to outline, you have nothing to determine. You don't have to set a goal. You don't even have to have a wish nor a desire nor anything like that. God principle has an infinite idea. That's all that's going on. From the infinite one in Christian Science, there comes one principle and its infinite idea. There's nothing else going on. We can't interfere with it in any way and shape and form. We should step aside and just let it happen. Let there be, let there be, let there be. Let it happen, let it happen. Let it live, let it live. Let it go, let it operate, let it operate. We don't have to push anymore. Then we let the idea operate. And that idea uses all the ideas, uses the ideas of power, the ideas of action, the idea of order, the idea of unchangeableness, of balance, the idea of system, the idea of method, the idea of exaltation, the idea of consciousness, the idea of dominion, the idea of perfection, the idea of all-inclusiveness. It uses all these ideas to bring out the idea. Then we have it. Then we are over the hump. Then we can let the principle operate. Yes. Well, so I've tried to explain what is the nature of idea. The ideas on the other side are the ideas that are characterizing the seven synonymous terms. We have studied those ideas through the investigation of the seven synonymous terms, have come to a whole list of ideas characterizing each synonymous term, and so have at least a concept of the ideas of God. I speak now about ideas, about the ideas of God. But let's also see that an idea should be considered not as an atomistic concept of idea, a substantialistic concept of idea, as if it would be some quantum, some substance, some atom of idea, as if it were something. But we have seen that the whole development has brought out that an idea is a whole structure, that an idea is only then an idea. We have seen last week when it reflects all other ideas. If an idea like power does not reflect all other ideas of mind and spirit and soul and principle, life, truth and love, it isn't an idea. It's only a name that we have found for an idea, but not the idea itself. And so we must see that when we contemplate ideas, that ideas are always in relationship to all the categories of being, to the three categories of being. That ideas are related first to the category of the seven synonymous terms, that ideas are related to the four sides of the city, that third, ideas are related to the four level of signs or consciousness. Actually, that only then when we see an idea in that chart-like structure, do you know what I mean? I refer to the chart, to the whole chart, through the four levels of consciousness. Only when an idea reflects that whole chart, only then is really an idea, is every idea an idea. But now I speak about those, all the ideas, not about the idea. Did I make that clear? So let's see how idea applies, or how the ideas operate when we put them into relationship with all these categories. Let's first take an idea, one of the many ideas, or any idea of these manifold ideas, that they always reflect the seven synonymous term. Therefore, we can see whatever idea we contemplate, whatever idea of all the ideas, I must put that always so that we know we are now talking about specific ideas, not the idea of God, that every idea reflect mind, namely they are obedient to the law of mind. That each idea unfolds in the order of spirit, each idea, whatever that idea is. That each idea in soul, you could see, has control over the human. That each idea from principle, each idea operates within a system of ideas. But each idea in life, what would you say, lives, that each idea has individuality, each one. Each idea is different than the other idea. In truth, perhaps we could see that each idea has dominion, has a true form, is healthy, is whole, is ideal idea. And in love, that every idea has a plan and operates according to a plan. Every idea. So I speak about ideas. Is that still clear? Yeah? So, can you see how when working in any subject, whatever the idea is that comes to us, we always see that every idea of all these ideas are related to all the seven ideas, the seven synonymous terms. They are never isolated ideas. In principle, there are no isolated ideas. That's what we have been doing too much. See, that we have considered isolated idea. We said an idea of mind is power. So power is an idea. Yes, it's true. But we didn't get the consciousness of idea. We didn't get the structure of idea. We just were making a semantic statement that all what we were doing. But if we want to see what it is, what the idea of power is, we jolly well have to relate them to all the seven. And see that each idea relates to the seven. And so we fill our thought more and more in this way. Okay, but each of these ideas is second, also related to the four sides of the Holy City. Each idea that we have contemplated as being related to the synonymous term is also related at the same time to the four. And so we can say when we have gone through the relationship of an idea with the seven synonymous term, we can say to that, this is an idea of the word, namely omnipotent. That idea is an idea of the Christ, namely omniscient. That idea is an idea of Christianity, namely omnipresent. That idea is an idea of science, namely omniactive. And you have stated that very idea in the calculus of the four side of the city. Even then you have not yet fully structured that idea, because we have still the four levels of consciousness where we should see that these ideas are also related to all the levels. And so you can relate them to the levels. How can you do that? You can relate it, you can relate any of all the ideas, relate them to the level of science itself, for instance. What do you see? The level of science itself is the infinite one. Therefore, you begin to realize that every idea has in mind the power of the infinite one. That every idea at the point of spirit has the substance of the infinite one. Not just a little bit of substance, but of the infinite one. That every idea at the point of soul has really the identity and unchangeableness of the infinite one. Can you see how you relate it to the infinite one on the level of science itself? And you feel, my word, each of these ideas are terrific. They are always have always the same as the infinite one. Or in principle you see that the spiritual power of an idea is the spiritual power of the infinite one, not the spiritual power of a practitioner or of thinking. It's the power of the infinite one. In life you can see that the isness of an idea is the isness of the infinite one. In truth you can see that the consciousness of an idea, it's not just an unconsciousness, but it's the consciousness of the infinite one. And in love we could see that the plan and design of an idea, the purpose of an idea, is the purpose of the infinite one. Yes? Could you follow me? I related it to the level of science itself. Then you relate it to the level of divine science. You know the divine science is that level of oneness, and you begin to realize that each idea is united with every other idea in one great unity, in one great oneness. so that each idea is one with every other idea, interconnected, interrelated in one grand unity, concord and harmony. Just one realm of idea. Or you relate it to absolute Christian science, where you begin to see that each idea operates in a specific calculus, in a specific combination. There you have no more an idea related to all other ideas. There you have an idea related to specific other ideas, those ideas that are necessary for that specific case. And you get the calculus of ideas, where every combination is new, where ideas combine constantly, differently, according to the situation in a specific calculus. Just as in arithmetic, you don't always calculate just the same numbers, but infinite combinations. There are always compound ideas. The earth is a compound idea. Only man is the compound idea. So here we have a great calculus that we can say in every situation we have a calculus of ideas, ideas reflecting specifically other ideas. Yeah? Then you relate idea to the level of Christian science. What is the level of Christian science? Where idea dissolve illusions. And you begin to realize that at that point that each idea resolves its counterfeit. That the ideas of mind resolve the counterfeits of mind. That the ideas of spirit resolve the counterfeit, resolves the belief in matter. That the ideas of soul resolve the belief in the testimony of the physical senses. That the ideas of principle resolve the belief in person, dogmas, doctrines, theories, sciences, etc. That the ideas of life begin to resolve lack, discrepancy, limitation, and so on. That the ideas of truth begin to dissolve sickness, begin to dissolve in discord of anything, begin to dissolve error. That the ideas of love begin to dissolve fear and hate and jealousy and anguish, anxiety, etc. Then you have ideas structured. One idea, so to say, one of the ideas that you have taken, you could see them in their relationship, in their structure, according to the chart. So they are what we could say chart structured at that point. And this is true about every idea of all the ideas. That has nothing to do with the idea. Can you see now the difference? Between the idea. Mind may set the idea, just as love may set the idea. In order to bring out that idea, it can take the whole chart, structure, concept of ideas. Yeah. Okay. It only leaves us a few minutes. And I give you homework. Try with what we have been thinking in your own way. Try whatever you can take tonight, half an hour, whatever you like, an hour, just as it pleases, just as you feel like. Try to be quiet within you. Silence tells you everything. And take up the following 3 points. Just see that we have to do with the infinite all. First point, we have to do with the infinite all. That's our subject, from the infinite one, the infinite all. Just the infinite all, just as a concept as that. Second, ask yourself, in that infinite all is nothing except the 7 synonymous terms and their respective ideas going on. So you sit back and say, all right, what is being? Being is the infinite all. What is that all? Is it trees and houses and people and nations or what? You say, no, the all, and if this is the all, is nothing but the synonymous term and their ideas. And you go through them, just as they flow to you. In an inspired way, go to them. And third, say to yourself, always when you do it, nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. Nothing else matters. And try to do it that once for a certain time and try it out in your mind and in your heart. What is the impact of it? If you feel an impact or not. And I bet everything you feel a terrific impact. Just with this simple rule. That's what we have been trying to do today, to see that we have to do with the infinite one, which is the all. Nothing exists besides the infinite all, but that infinite all must have a content, a truth content. So fill it in and say, all there is only mind and its infinite ideas, and you go through a few ideas, and its spirit and a few ideas. And say always to yourself, and nothing else exists, nothing else matters. And see, if you don't feel at peace, if you don't feel secure within yourself, if you don't feel powerful and to have dominion. All right? Tomorrow we start with another subject.